bbc.co.uk/AsianNetwork. Asian Network Report Special starts now.
Our big story today, the world's most wanted man, Osama bin Laden, is dead.
I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda.
President Obama broke the news early this morning. Huge crowds have gathered outside the White House in Washington and at Ground Zero in New York. We'll bring you all the latest details on this story and reaction from here, the US, Pakistan and Afghanistan. I'm Divya Tavar and this is an Asian Network Report Special. The leader of Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, has been killed late last night by US forces in Afghanistan.
I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children.
In a special live statement from the White House in the early hours of the morning, President Obama said U.S. troops captured and killed bin Laden in the Pakistan city of Abbottabad, around 75 miles north of the capital Islamabad. There's unconfirmed reports his body has already been buried at sea.
At my direction, a small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. No Americans were harmed. They took care to avoid civilian casualties. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body.
Bin Laden was the mastermind behind the 9/11 terrorist attacks almost a decade ago, which killed thousands of people. For many years, it was thought he was hiding out in caves in the hills of Afghanistan. But US president said he was given a lead about where bin Laden was hiding last August. With the help of Pakistan intelligence, the Al-Qaeda leader was traced down to a high-walled mansion in the northwest of the country. Former CIA officer Bob Beer said the raid was carried out with the help of the Pakistan authorities.
It was a coordinated operation with Pakistan. It occurred very close to a military base outside of Islamabad. American forces were let in by the Pakistanis, and they were the ones that actually raided the compound. And this was done because of political sensitivities. The Pakistanis didn't want to be seen to have killed bin Laden.
President Obama phoned David Cameron early this morning to brief him on the operation before his live speech at the White House. The Prime Minister made this statement early this morning.
This news will be welcomed right across our country. Of course, it does not mark the end of the threat we face from extremist terror. Indeed, we'll have to be particularly vigilant in the weeks ahead. But it is, I believe, a massive step forward.
It's 12:33. Pakistan has said Osama bin Laden's death is a major setback to terrorist organizations worldwide. Our reporter Haroon Rashid is in Islamabad for us.
So far, we haven't heard much of an reaction to this event. Unlike the United States, where people are celebrating, here there is no such celebration on the street so far. The only thing is that the Pakistani officials have their fears that the militants might carry out a terrorist attack to avenge the killing. So for that reason, security has been beefed up in several sensitive places.
And it seems quite surprising that he was found so close to the capital, Islamabad.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, if you look at the history, the last 10 years, we have seen some of the very high-profile Al-Qaeda leaders being arrested from not from the tribal region or on the border with Afghanistan, but in major urban centers. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, one of the alleged masterminds of 9/11, was arrested from Rawalpindi, which is like 20-25 kilometers from Islamabad. And in January this year, we had a senior Taliban leader, Mullah Baradar, being arrested from Karachi, Pakistan's biggest city and financial hub. So, many people think that Al-Qaeda senior leadership thinks that they are much more secure in urban areas rather than in the tribal region, which is the most likely place people think they might be hiding.
And how did they track him to Abbottabad?
Well, the only information coming out about this is from the Americans. The Americans are saying that they started having links to Osama bin Laden 4 years back, and it was only 2 years back that they got to the actual one of the couriers who used to communicate with Osama bin Laden and take out his messages out to his organization, and that through that courier that they located this place and finally got him last night.
And lastly, Haroon, is this an embarrassment for the Pakistan authorities?
I mean, many people think that it is because, I mean, from nowhere he was arrested in an area, such a secure area, and in the town of Abbottabad, which is a big military garrison town, and also has Pakistan's premier military training academy. The Kakul Academy is located in that town as well. So in such a, and finding him in such a place is really not only embarrassing but surprising for many people here as well.
And lastly, what's going to happen now?
As far as Al-Qaeda is concerned, many believe that it is a big blow to that organization, but there is leadership left. After Osama, people like Dr. Ayman al-Zawahiri, who was mainly carrying out all the organizational affairs instead of Osama because of security reasons, but I think that vacuum will easily be filled by now Dr. Ayman al-Zawahiri.
Thousands of Americans have been celebrating since President Obama made his speech this morning. Large crowds of people have gathered outside the White House, many waving American flags, cheering and dancing. Thousands more gathered in New York, many at Ground Zero, the site of the World Trade Center, destroyed in the September the 11th attacks.
USA! USA! USA!
It's finally over! Peace!
You know, it's a tough subject. I mean, celebrating someone's death, I mean, that's pretty crazy. But, you know, as Americans, we lost a lot of lives. And this is a time that we can all come together and be like, we accomplished what we were out to do, you know?
My thoughts are that justice has finally been served. 10 years too long. And would have been sweeter if it would have came a little bit sooner. But this is epic. Amazing. History before our eyes.
I'm proud to be American today. I swear, I'm so happy because all of our troops, all of these families that make all these sacrifices for our men and women to go over there, across there and fight, it's not in vain anymore. So this counts. I love this. I love America.
It's 12:37. You're listening to a special Asian Network reports on the death of Osama bin Laden. In a moment, we'll hear reaction to his death from the streets of Birmingham.
It was quite shocking, and it's all kind of brought it back to life again.
A few months down the line, there'll probably be a new video of Osama bin Laden say, "Oh, I'm alive."
I was surprised it took that long. 10 years.
At least we'll have a peace in the world.
But first, Osama bin Laden has been the world's most wanted man since the 9/11 terrorist attacks on New York and Washington almost a decade ago. Rachel Harvey looks back on his life.
One of the most recognizable faces of our age. Osama bin Laden inspired a generation of Islamic radicals. A Saudi national, Osama bin Laden became increasingly disenchanted with what he viewed as the greed of the ruling Saudi royal family. It was in Afghanistan that he found a cause, fighting with the Mujahideen to drive out Soviet forces. Ironic now to think that the Mujahideen was supported by the CIA. In 1998, Osama bin Laden gave this interview to the American network ABC.
We believe that the worst thieves in the world today and the worst terrorists are the Americans. Nothing could stop them except perhaps retaliation in kind. We don't have to differentiate between military or civilian. As far as we are concerned, they are all targets. And this is what the fatwa says.
He meant every word. Al-Qaeda was blamed for bomb attacks in East Africa and against a US warship in Yemen. But it was 9/11 that changed everything. 3,000 people killed in a carefully planned and coordinated attack on American soil. Osama bin Laden officially became top of America's hit list.
I want justice. And There's an old poster out west, as I recall, that said, wanted, dead or alive.
The so-called War on Terror was born. The caves where bin Laden was thought to be hiding were pounded relentlessly. But he survived. And after 9/11, other attacks, inspired by bin Laden's ideology, followed. Bali, Madrid, and London. Analysts caution that Osama bin Laden's demise does not signal the end of the war on terror. Around the world, Islamic extremist groups have spread. And that, perhaps, is Osama bin Laden's enduring legacy.
Coming up at 1, Naresh Puri is sitting in for Nihal and will be asking for your reaction to the death of Osama bin Laden. He wants to know if the world is a safer place now that the Al-Qaeda leader is dead. If you want to take part, you can get your calls in already to 08459 440 445. You've already been texting us on 81869. Ravi in Coventry hopes the news of Osama bin Laden's death brings the world together soon rather than dividing it. Our reporter Philip Cherm's been on the streets of Birmingham this morning getting the views of people there.
I was quite shocked, to be honest, because obviously it's been something that's been lingering on for quite a while now and it was almost kind of forgotten about. So to find out first thing in the morning that Osama bin Laden's dead and found, etc. It was quite shocking, and it's all kind of brought it back to life again.
Do you think it'll make a difference to the world as a whole?
I think it will. I think, although it's good, I don't think things will kind of change. I think as a country and probably as a world, we still need to be a little bit more cautious.
They need to show us to make us believe that he has been killed. So is there a body or is there anything to prove that he has been killed? Because we've heard it all before. I know, a few months down the line, there'll probably be a new video of Osama bin Laden saying, oh, I'm alive, this, that, and the other, and it'll all start again. So, you know, I wouldn't really think much about it.
So you're going to believe it when you see it, sort of thing?
That's right, yeah. Like it was with Saddam Hussein, they actually showed it all. So, you know, people had to believe it with this, you know, unless they do something like that. You know, the same bearing, what, buried to see? I wouldn't really believe that, no.
I'm not too bothered, really, whether he's there or not, to be honest.
Do you not think it makes any significant difference to your life?
Not particularly, no, not to my life.
Let me ask you the same thing. When you heard Osama bin Laden is dead, what's your first kind of reaction to that?
I was shocked. It's hard to believe that he's actually dead. And hopefully it will stop. Well, it'll calm the world down now, I hope.
I was surprised it took that long. 10 years, that much money, and now you finally kill him? Is it worth it? I don't know.
I mean, do you think it will, given time, do you think it will make any significant difference?
No, it will not. It won't make... Al-Qaeda's too big now. It's too strong. One person won't make any difference.
Osama was the Americans' own, you know, creation. He was a freedom fighter when Americans wanted him to be a freedom fighter against the Russians. Now, because it's not in the Americans' interest anymore, he's now a terrorist. But people, a lot of people don't look at him like that. He was a freedom fighter then, and he's a freedom fighter now. And if he's been killed, then, you know, he's been killed.
This morning, my son told me, so... I'm just glad he's gone. At least we'll have a peace in the, you know, world.
So. Do you think it will mean peace almost straight away?
Not really. It will take time, but still, I think it'll be a little bit better.
Surprised and quite shocked because, you know, you don't hear anything about him for the past kind of 3 to 4 years, and suddenly they found him. I just assumed that they didn't know where he was, really.
Yeah, no, I felt the same. I was on Facebook this morning and saw all the kind of messages saying, you know, finally he's been found, he's dead, you know. Yeah, definitely a mark in history, I think.
How do you think it will change the world?
I think, you know, people should still be aware of, you know, this isn't just about him. You know, he's got a whole group behind him, and I think everyone, you know, around the world should still be quite vigilant and still have a bit of awareness about them, really. I don't think it's going to change overnight.
No, definitely. The first thing I said when we heard the news was, I wonder what's next. And that's the main thing, what is going to happen next.
It's 12:44. You're listening to an Asian Network Report special on the death of Osama bin Laden.